Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
All right. So being a youth men major, I was more impacted by the kids of this trip. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. So I learned about three things from them, and these first two are kind of crazy, so you can laugh at these. The first thing, my hair is real. So I don't wear weave or anything, so they were really amazed by that. So that was cool, and it's really pretty, so I like that comment. The second thing I learned is that I'm not light-skinned. I'm caramel. I don't exactly know the difference between the two, but I know I'm caramel now. So I had a little identity crisis while I was there. So, and the third thing that I learned is that these kids have big dreams, and they don't quite know how to reach those. And the reason for that is because they don't really have that trust in Christ. So let me tell a story to kind of elaborate on this. So we go to this, CDC? Is that what it's called? Yeah. And we get there, and all they want to do is play basketball. We're runners, so we don't really play basketball that much, but we tried. And so we split up into teams, and I'm picked fairly last because I'm a girl. So they don't know that I've had like 10 years of experience before this of playing basketball. So they go easy on me, and I score a few points here and there, and I block some shots, and then they're like, oh, she can actually play. So then they want to switch up teams and get rid of some people and all this stuff. And so, sorry, Drew. So after that or whatever, they had a hard time stopping to play to actually go sit down and eat. But we finally sit down and eat, and I start talking to these kids. And I'm like, so do you play basketball at your school? Like, what do you play for your middle school team or high school team? And they're like, no. Like, every single one of them said no. And I'm like, well, why? I mean, you're really good, and you obviously love it. And they're like, well, I got in trouble. I got into a fight, or my grades aren't good, or I talked back to my teacher, so I'm suspended, basically. And I asked them, well, why would you do that? Like, you love playing this. They're like, I don't know. I mean, that's just what we do, I guess. And so you kind of learn more about their family and how there's not a father in the home, or that their older siblings did that same thing, so they didn't really have an example. And so then they turn around and ask me, well, do you play a sport at your college? I'm like, yeah, I've run cross country. They're like, cross country? Why would you do that? That's like, that's torture. And they're like, you're good at basketball. Why didn't you do that? I'm like, well, I like running. And I was like, and so I just decided with that. And they're like, well, how did you do it? I'm like, well, I didn't get in trouble in school. I listened to my teachers. I kept my grades up. They're like, well, what was your GPA? I was like, it was like a 4.0. And they're like, you're lying. I'm like, no, I'm for real. It's possible. And so they're like, well, I just don't understand it. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, you just have to do the right thing. And I learned that through the Bible and through trusting in God. And that concept to them was so unreal to them that someone could possibly listen to the Bible like that. And it showed me that we have kids here in the United States that know Jesus' name, but they don't know about Christ. And that was something that was really real and something that really impacted me. And with my ministry in the future, I want to do urban ministries. And so it really showed me how important it really is. And that, yes, we should go overseas and we need to do that. But we also have a duty to what's right here in our own neighborhood. There's kids down this road on Monticello that needs that too. So that was something that I learned, and that we need to set an example for them and to show them that it is possible to reach your dreams and to go to greater, bigger things than just finishing high school.
How's it going? I guess Coach asked me to come up here and share a little bit about what I've learned, because we had some interesting talks before the trip and during the trip. Going into it, I wasn't too excited about it. I kind of had, I don't know, this attitude going into it, thinking, you know, why would I want to go pour myself out to Detroit when I really don't feel called to a United States city? I'm feeling called to somewhere abroad, more like an international ministry field. And I just had this attitude that I didn't really want to go pour myself out there. And during this trip, from the get-go, as soon as I got there, I realized that this attitude, this mindset that I had really was absolutely wrong, and it was limiting God's power and what He's capable of doing. And through this trip, He showed me that it's not about what I'm doing, what I feel called to, or where I feel called to, but more about my love and my relationship with Him and people in general. And through realizing that, He kind of helped me conclude that we're called to have a burden for the lost and brokenhearted in every context, and not limiting our love and our ministry to one particular area or culture. You know, being willing to literally go anywhere and being willing to show His love, His light, His salt, be the salt, literally wherever we go in any situation. And I'm so thankful that he showed me that by His grace. And it's kind of opened my eyes coming back from the trip here in Colombia, like, you know, not having an objective or a priority in my ministry and showing love to people, you know, just being completely open. So that's kind of what I learned on the trip. And it was a great experience, really. A lot of fun. Throw a quick highlight. I'd say the highlight of the trip was, besides the awesome things that God showed us, and at all of the ministry sites, it was a mandatory 4:30 a.m. workout at Powerhouse Gym with Chap, yours truly. That was good. That was fun. It wasn't an option either. Chap put his sweaty palm on my shoulder one morning and was like, "It's gym time, boy. Let's go." So we had that experience, and we actually got to meet some famous weightlifters from the 80s and 90s. One of them's name was Ron Love, and he professed to be a follower of Christ. So we had an interesting conversation with him. And I know Scott and Chap had some good convos with some of the other guys in the gym about, you know, what their life's like. So that was even a ministry site, really. But it was fun. It was good. Up next, Mr. President himself.
All right. Hey, guys. This is a little dangerous. It's 11:27. I'm the last one to speak, and we've got about a song left. So before I begin, clarifier, I did get dropped by an 8-year-old in basketball. I was picked quite first, though. Right away, they saw that I couldn't play. So that's why I say that there's many reasons why I run, because I can't do other things. But this trip was really, really cool for me because Michigan's my home. Detroit isn't necessarily my home. I live from a suburb of Detroit, but I've been to Detroit all the time. My family heritage is there. And so I could preach a 3-point sermon, but three things that I did learn over the trip that God taught me was opportunity, kingdom, and open. Those are the words that came to my mind. And the word opportunity is this. It wasn't that I saw that there was a bunch of needy people and that I needed to go save them, because that is totally wrong. It was that in Detroit, God is moving and He's living and active. And there's opportunity to be part of that movement there. As somebody who decided to go 12 hours away from home to Columbia International University and then see what's going on back home, it just shows that, like, the Lord's saying, okay, there's opportunity everywhere. You can come back home. You can be part of something really, really cool in a city that your family has deep roots in. You can be one of the people that goes back and is part of the change instead of being the migration that goes out because the city's so horrible. It has all this crime and everything like that. But God is there, so there's really cool things that can happen. And then the second thing, kingdom, is this. The Lord kind of placed this question in my mind, and it was, are you running to the kingdom or from the kingdom? And when I say that, running to the things that the Lord has called me to do, there's been a lot of things in my life lately where I'm questioning, what is the Lord's will? What does He want me to do? He's opening these doors, kind of opening these doors, and then closing them. He's painting this picture that I'm just saying, what in the world are you trying to tell me? Just tell me already. But he's telling me to be patient. And he's also telling me that I need to be running towards the kingdom at the whole time. Therefore, going and doing things like moving to inner city Detroit, my home, to do ministry would be something that I could do. It might not be, you know, the most safe thing. It might not be something that my family totally agrees with, but it's something that I can do. I can run towards that kingdom if the Lord has called me to it. And then the last thing, just being open, it kind of sums up the whole trip, is that the Lord can take you and use you anywhere, and you need to be open for it. And it might hurt sometimes, it might feel great sometimes, but the Lord is going to use you. Just a quick story regarding like urban ministry. I really have a heart for working with some of the kids, and one of the kids that I got to meet, his name was Cameron, and it was late. It was kind of getting around 8 o'clock. I say late at night because I'm an old man and go to bed early. And it was around 8 o'clock or so, and the kids were having at this after school program, were having to do like an assignment, a little like thing on Juneteenth day, some homework. And I was like, Cameron's like, I really don't want to do this. And I'm like, Cameron, I don't really want to do it either. And I don't think you really want to do it. You know, it's late at night, but let's just get through this, because I'm like, kids should not at third grade, you should be getting ready for bed, reading a story, hanging out with your family at that time at night. You shouldn't be doing homework in an after-school program. So we get through the assignment and this and that, and then we have a little gospel presentation. And Cameron says, I don't really think Jesus is something that I need. I don't really think the gospel is something that I need. And then some of the teachers and I question him. They're like, is there anything in your life that you do need? And he's like, well, I really would like my parents to be back together. He ended up telling me that his mom lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and his dad lives in Detroit, and he's from a broken home. And so I said, well, Cameron, you know, if you have a relationship with Jesus, you can pray about these things. And he just kind of looked at me and was like, you know, all right. And so it was just to see that brokenness when I know what I've grown up with, and I'm just like, this isn't right. You know, people should be in intact homes, and the love of Jesus should be in their lives. And so more openness is opportunity that I can be there if the Lord takes me.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.